USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The evidence of apparent atrocities in Ukraine with civilian executions by Russian soldiers in the suburbs of Kyiv remind us of another European horror, the Bloody Balkans War of the 1990s, and the difficulties of bringing those responsible to justice. President Zelensky reminds the world the UN is supposed to stop invasions like this.
The UN Security Council exists, and security in the world doesn't, for anyone. This definitely means that the United Nations is currently unable to carry out functions for which it was created. After what the world saw in Bucha, sanctions against Russia must commensurate with the gravity of the occupiers' war crimes.
Deadly storms sweeping through the south have at least two people dead as severe weather dropped trees, spawned dozens of tornadoes from Mississippi to South Carolina over the past 24 hours. In Georgia, there were reports of two tornadoes. Bryan County Fire and Emergency Services said that the tornado debris had trapped some people in their homes. Bryan County is home to Savannah. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
There is no verdict yet in the Michigan governor kidnapping plot. Katie Lewis reports.
Jurors in a Michigan courtroom have yet to reach a verdict in the trial of four men accused of plotting to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020. Adam Fox, Barry Croft Jr., Daniel Harris, and Brandon Caserta are charged with conspiracy. Defense attorneys argue the group was manipulated by an informant who was taking direction from the FBI. The trial has lasted 16 days.
A landmark study in the field of Alzheimer's research is being announced. An additional 42 genes connected to the development of Alzheimer's disease have been uncovered in the largest study of genetic risks for Alzheimer's to date. Co-author Julie Williams, director of the United Kingdom Dementia Research Institute at Cardiff University, is doing the research. She says 60 to 80% of the risk is based on our genetics, and therefore we must continue to seek out the biological causes and develop much-needed treatments for the millions of people affected worldwide. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The President of the United States could be compromised by Communist China. Representative Andrew Klein, the Republican from Georgia, says President Biden should also come under investigation when it comes to the contents of his son Hunter's laptop and business dealings in countries such as Ukraine, China, Kazakhstan, and Russia.
I think he should be included. I think we need to take a very deep, in-depth look at that laptop. You know, I think it's evident that Hunter Biden has had business dealings with foreign countries. Ukraine, China, Kazakhstan, and Russia, two of which are very arch enemies, Russia and China. I mean, so what do they know about Hunter Biden? What do they have on him? What do they have on the president that could compromise, you know, the president's decisions? So I think Hunter Biden is a national security threat here. So we definitely need to investigate this laptop. We have authenticated it now. I mean, we knew a year and a half ago that this was a legitimate source of information. The Democrats and the big tech and the elites and the left-wing media tried to hide this in October from the American people prior to the 2020 election.
Since Elon Musk bought his way into a leadership role at Twitter this week, the social media outlet announced it's working to develop an edit button for posts on its software available in a few months. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.